seen some hot messes in my time, but this. This! What happened to that receipt from the,
Morning! Oh, what a beautiful day out there. The sun is shining, the breeze is nice, and... What are you doing?
It's tax time, Auntie. I told you yesterday to go get your accountant panties on for today.
Did I say nice day? Gotta go. Have a good one.
Monty, we are about to have a tax auditor come in and double check our work. You need to be here.
Do I, though?
It's your detective agency.
Aha! That's right. My detective.
Our. It's ours. I have it in writing.
Just so you know, you killed all the sunlight out there, shining, murderer.
While we're on the subject of filing systems...
Were we on that subject? I didn't realize that we moved on to such banal...
It has lots to be desired. You can't just have boxes of receipts and other documents packed away in the back closet.
But apparently, I did do that very thing. So...
So?
So you can have boxes with receipts.
I am looking for July's receipts. They aren't in this space-time continuum.
That's a good thing, then. We don't need to worry about them.
Tell that to the IRS when they're slapping the cuffs on you.
They don't do that.
You live with Alice in Wonderland, don't you? The IRS agents are the worst. I have seen them pull 357 magnums on 80-year-old ladies.
You exaggerate.
And you need to plant your cheeks over here in this chair and help me sort all this junk out.
I think I have a 9:30 I need to get ready for.
I canceled it.
You did what? That was my 9:30, Jody.
Do you know what it was about?
No! That's why I had an appointment. To find out.
I saved you a lot of grief, bucko.
It was a potential case!
It was a cult wanting to see if the people next door had put a curse or hex or whatever you call it on them because their van's motor went out.
You are lying your face off.
Sit down.
Jody.
This instant, taxes. You can mess with a cult on your own free time.
The day started out so well, too. There you are. Julie said follow the trail of water to find you.
You should be writing jokes for a living.
So, Unc.
Negatory. Not gonna happen.
I wasn't going to ask for anything.
Sorry. Just a knee-jerk reaction when it comes to you.
So, what's wrong with the sink?
If the women in this house didn't use so many products with gunk as the main ingredient, the sinks wouldn't clog up all the time around here.
Here, I can help. I'm pretty good with clogged sinks.
What? You are not? Ow!
There's a pipe there.
What did you want?
We already did that. I don't want a thing.
Oh, you were never good with anything mechanical, electrical, or anything to do with plumbing. What gives?
You never gave me a chance.
Ha! I did every single time. Your aunt made me. Make a man out of him, she said. Not possible.
Oh, thanks a lot.
Honesty stinks, Monty.
I am here to help. Give me a chore to do.
You're sick, aren't you? You never got over having the COVID thing.
I did too. My taste is still wonky, but...
It didn't stop you eating us out of house and home, though, did it?
Aunt Julie said I could.
What in the name of common decency do you want from me?
It's tax time, Dale.
Oh, no. No. I have enough trouble trying to do my own.
No, I wanted to know who you use to do your taxes.
Doesn't Jody have someone in mind? She's very efficient, and I'll bet anything she has one on retainer.
She does.
Why do you need another? Oh, no. No, Monty.
Dale.
Bringing in Jody into the detective agency was the best decision you ever made.
I told you I didn't have a choice in the matter. I want to prove to her that I know what I'm doing.
Why tempt fate?
I just want the name of your accountant that you use.
I give you their name, but you'd kill them.
How? It's just my taxes.
I don't know, but you would.
Come on, who do you...
No more talking. Hand me that pipe wrench over there and then start praying. We're gonna need some divine intervention.
So, Cece, this expense was for a copier that we needed for our workroom here in the office. So...
why does the receipt have three boxes of L-pops?
Oh, those lollipops. Want one?
No, thank you.
We think that there's something to having candy in a bowl for potential clients when they come into the office.
Candy helps get them hire you?
Not sure that's what closes the deal, but, you know.
No, I don't. And three boxes?
They're good lollipops. You should try one. Here, let me get you one.
I am here to go through the books and help you get your taxes in order.
And I appreciate that, Miss Enfield. I really do. My uncle said that you were the best.
Your uncle?
Dale Adams.
Oh.
He said that you...
he gave you my name?
Yes. Well, kinda, sorta. Not quite.
Just so you know, I'm not sure if miscellaneous will cover three boxes of lollipops.
Come on, Miss Enfield. It's just the IRS. I'm sure they like lollipops, too.
Know any IRS agents, do you?
No.
Then don't speak what you know nothing about.
Okay. I think I'm going to go to my office and do a little...
no. Now, I told you I could give you 2 hours of my time, and I'm going to need you with me during that time to try and make some sense of this mess you call bookkeeping.
Well, if you don't like the three boxes of lollipops, you're sure not going to like the cases of popcorn.
Monty!
Morning. This is Miss Enfield.
We gotta go.
She is here to do...
hurry up! We have to go! Right now!
Who's that with you?
Simon Taylor. Hi.
And you're...
our client.
A client? That's good.
And you are?
Miss Enfield. I'm here to...
great. Monty, get on your running shoes. We have to go.
Whoa, hold on. Miss Enfield and I are locked in here going over...
this is a paying client!
Hi, I hired you to follow...
we need to go. He is on the move.
You can handle it, I'm sure.
No time to argue. We can talk on the road.
Mr. Adams, we need to get a grip on this entry.
Follow who and why?
You are not leaving me here, Mr. Adams. As I told you, I only have 2 hours to...
I have an employee that I think is malingering on me and trying to collect workers' comp.
Ugh. Go right ahead. I hate those kinds of cases.
No, you don't. It's called cash up front.
Yeah, I paid...
cash?
Yes.
Up front?
Yes.
Lead the way.
Not without me, you don't. I'm coming with you.
It's just a bit crowded in here. Jody, really, you could have handled this on your own.
Nope. You drive while I check for any online evidence that this dude is a malingerer.
He is. I know he is.
Mr. Adams, there is a receipt here for a shotgun.
Who is she again?
I'm going over your books for tax time.
Your what?
Don't look at me that way, Jody.
I told you I had it covered.
I wanted a professional to go over it so that we could do it.
I was almost to November's receipts, Monty. I was almost done.
I assure you, you were not. Your filing system is an unholy mess.
It's not my filing system, just so you know. I had it all covered and was just about
to go to jail.
Jail?
Maybe I'm being a bit melodramatic.
Thank you.
But only just.
Tax time is the worst, isn't it?
Except when you have an employee faking an injury to get extra dough.
What car am I following again?
That minivan up there.
Yep, that's his vehicle.
And he is driving.
No, when Jody followed him from his house this morning, his next door neighbor came over to drive for him.
I thought you said he was malingering on you.
He is, but he's putting on a good show of being hurt.
Just follow the minivan and don't worry your little head about the details.
Jody, your attitude...
no one answered me about the shotgun.
It's mine. It's an office expense.
A shotgun for the office?
Yes.
A 12-gauge shotgun?
Yes.
Okay. We'll see if I can make that fly. Could you please keep the car steady, Mr. Adams? I'm trying to work here.
He's exiting there. You need to get over.
Yep, got it. Hang on.
Ah!
I had those organized, too.
Here, let me help you.
Thank you.
Simon Taylor.
Vera Enfield.
Vera, that's a nice old-fashioned name.
I like it.
I do, too. Here, let me get those papers for you.
Where is he going?
I thought you were doing research on your phone.
I am. Unlike you, I can do more than one thing at a time.
You're also prone to exaggeration. Keep your eyes on your phone and I'll follow the minivan.
Monty, I can...
Do it!
Ah!
Got it, Miss Enfield. No spillage this time.
Thank you.
Call me Simon.
Certainly.
Where is this guy going?
Whatever you do, don't lose him.
Jody, are you finding anything online about this guy?
Eddie Sandrich, born blah blah blah, has a girlfriend who likes bling.
Any pics of him dancing in the past 24 hours?
Nope.
Skiing?
No.
Ice skating?
No, Monty, there isn't any proof online of him faking his injury.
There was a witness. Someone who works within the company said she saw him—
Turn!
I have it under control!
With all the rubber you're burning off your tires, Mr. Adams, you should consider it a work expense.
Really? Awesome!
No. Sorry. Just a little tax joke of mine.
Can I just say, Miss Enfield, that you're a ray of sunshine on this otherwise depressing day?
Thank you, Simon.
There, there, there! He's turning into that private airport!
Yes, I see the van making the turn!
He's parking! He's—
If you do any more play-by-play on this tail job, I am going to make you walk back!
I would like to see you try!
I must say that your inner office employee banter is quite the nice touch. It shows how much you care about your work.
Banter? It's because—
Thank you. We aim to please at $300 a day plus expenses.
Mr. Adams, there's a receipt here for—
Hold that thought, Miss Enfield.
Yes, Miss Enfield, I think they're right at a critical moment in the case.
Of course, Simon. But this Miss Enfield business has to go. You must call me Vera.
I will. Vera. I just love that name.
And Simon is so worldly, so...
Okay, okay.
Monty.
His neighbor is helping him out of the van. What's he doing?
He is faking it. He's doing a good job of it.
He can barely get around.
It does appear so, doesn't it?
Monty, you see what he's up to.
Me? This is your case!
Our case! Go!
Once upon a time, I had a detective agency that was all mine, and then this wicked evil...
Stop mumbling and go.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think he'll find out?
Hoping he can find his butt with both.
What's that?
Sorry. More banter.
While we're waiting, could you explain what this receipt is for molding clay and why it's a business expense?
Molding? Let me see. I'm sure Mr. Adams had some reason for buying that with the company credit card.
Isn't this exciting, Vera, seeing private investigators at work?
I must say it is. Now, about this molding clay?
So?
He's sitting in a classroom with a few other people.
That seems odd.
It does, doesn't it?
What's going on in there?
They're going over the parts of a twin-engine plane, the parts of a parachute.
They're what? Was there a sign anywhere?
Not that I saw.
Where are we? What airport is this anyway?
C. Thomas Bullard Airport. I have a friend who keeps a single engine here.
What in the world would he want at an airport?
Everyone, hold that thought.
What is it?
Oh boy, Monty. You need to get back in there.
What for?
It's a skydiving business. He's about to go up.
He is? Then that proves it. Got him.
Well, hold on. It doesn't prove a thing. He's just sitting there.
He's right.
Thank you.
There's a first time for everything. You need to go in there.
That would mean...
That's right. Follow him wherever he goes, including if it's on a plane.
I don't do heights.
You do today. Here, take the company credit card and see if you can get in. Hurry.
And Mr. Adams, don't worry. This can be written off without a problem.
Jody, we need to...
I'm going to find his neighbor and see what's what. Go!
I think we should call an executive meeting.
I just did. Where were you?
Hurry up, Mr. Adams.
Yes, you don't want him to give you the slip.
Give me the slip, you guys!
Go!
I cannot believe that I am about to actually go out the side of this plane and freefall to Mother Earth. And what about our malingerer? He used his walker all the way.
Okay, folks, time to jump. Who's first?
And suddenly, he doesn't need the walker and can walk around just fine. He's strapping in with his skydive buddy. I should really get my camera and take a pic.
Ready?
Now for the picture.
And go!
Wait, he...
You're up next!
Who? Me? No, really. I just wanted to come up and see the clouds, you know.
Strap in, partner!
Well, really, I could just...
You're in! Go, go, go! Ah!
There's Sandridge. He landed right on his feet. We've got him.
Let's go.
Wait for me, Simon.
Come on, Vera. We're about to catch him.
Oh, I love you, Planet Terra Firma. I adore you. I promise to say only good things about you from now on.
All right, Mr. Sandridge. I think we've got plenty of witnesses to verify that you, sir, are a fraudster.
He's faking again. Get up, Sandridge. You can't fake a faint on us.
Why is his face that shade of blue?
Wait a sec. Hold on.
What are...
Checking for a pulse.
But he's just faking it.
Nope. Sorry, Simon. Your malingerer is dead.
Oh, do we really have to do this?
Your first time here, is it?
How could you tell?
You look like you're about to upchuck.
You're a poet, you know that?
So, Jody, are we doing this or not?
Do you have a bucket handy from my partner?
If he's gonna do that, he can go outside.
You're all heart, you know that?
Oh, sorry, you two haven't met yet. Auntie Adams, this is Leanne Johnson.
Hiya.
Hey, done this a while, have you?
If you mean work in a coroner's office as a coroner technician with my education in...
Yeah, this. How long?
5 years. How long as a private detective?
Not long enough.
Especially if this is his first trip to the morgue.
Yes, all right. Many thanks, both of you.
A 10-spot says he loses it.
I can't take that bet, because I think he's going to lose it too.
Shut up, both of you. You're on.
Both of us?
I can only afford one of you.
It's my time on the clock, so your bet is with me.
Ah, Leanne, you take the fun out of life.
Speaking of no fun left in life.
Ugh. I've never seen that shade on another human being before.
It's a definitely a shade of pale.
Hey, can we dispense with the graveyard humor here? I can only handle so much.
Nice Y incision, Leanne. Good work.
Thank you. I did it with my left hand this time.
You two are the worst.
Speaking of looking a little pale...
That 10-spot isn't yours just yet.
So, Leanne... No twisted leg, no broken hip, no...
No, he was definitely malingering on someone.
Our client was right then. Okay, thank you, Miss Johnson. We can go now.
Hold on just a sec.
All we needed was to make certain that he was faking it. The skydiving should have proved that all by itself.
We need the paperwork so there isn't any charging of our client's business. You know what? Never mind.
I know why we need it, Jody. Can we just get a copy of it and go...
I can have it for you before you go.
Case closed!
Not exactly. Don't you want to know how he died?
Falls under the category of not my problem.
I assume he had a heart attack from the skydive. He thought he could take it, but his ticker thought otherwise.
You'd think that, wouldn't you? And that's what the police thought, too.
But?
Don't you want to guess?
Not really, no.
Come on, Jody. You're used to be pretty good at this.
Good at guessing how someone died? Isn't that a bit gruesome?
Not a broken bone?
Nope. The skydive had nothing to do with his death.
Let's see. There was vomit on him when he landed.
He did that in the free fall. I saw him puke.
Like you're about to?
I'm doing just fine, thank you very much. I chalked it up to him being scared from the dive.
Monty, did you notice him doing anything weird before he jumped?
Weird as in how?
Anything at all. Didn't you pay attention?
Okay, let me think. He seemed a bit groggy and stumbled as he stood up before he jumped. But again, I just thought it had to do with-
Antifreeze poisoning!
Give the lady a prize.
Oh, it was not.
Read the report, smart guy, and you'll find out.
The police say who they were onto?
They said something about finding out who had a beef with him.
As interesting as this is, because it isn't our problem. We saved our client the-
Makes you curious, though.
No, it doesn't.
You're really in partnership with this guy?
Hey!
You two should have seen the contents of this guy's stomach. Wow-wee. I could barely get his stomach to the scales to weigh it out.
I'm betting he was a taco man.
Yep. And spaghetti, a blueberry bagel, french fries, something that looks like a pepperoni pizza.
You are an evil woman. Where's the nearest toilet?
The easiest $10 I've ever made.
He was too easy, and you kind of cheated.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? He is cute, though, isn't he?
Is he?
Maybe we can turn that $10 bet into a date?
I wouldn't bet on it.
Oh, you. Get out of here.
Be quiet, will you?
Why are we doing this anyway? Just call the police and let them do it.
When we have the chance of bagging a killer? Where's your spirit of adventure?
I don't have one. Hey, answer me this.
What?
Why would anyone drink antifreeze?
It's easy to hide. It's sweet, so you can put it in Jell-O or in coffee as a sweetener.
Why do you know this stuff?
It's important to know.
For future reference, I'll be buying my own coffees from now on.
Oh, come on, Monty. If I was going to kill you, I wouldn't poison you.
That's good to know.
I just put a bullet in you.
Oh, thanks a lot.
But you be quiet.
There's nothing here. There was nothing in the guy's van either.
We're looking for something that would have been sweet to eat or drink.
And you think it was Sandridge's neighbor? It could have been his wife.
Simon had been watching Sandridge for the past 3 days before he hired us.
He sure did want to nail that guy. Hey, it could be.
Don't. I've already had that thought. If it was Simon, he would be an idiot to hire us.
Oh, thanks a lot.
You know what I mean.
How many bottles of apple cider vinegar does this guy go through?
Apparently a lot. Looky here. A double gut buster soda cup from Jenny's.
They're known for those. Is it?
I think it just might be.
Jody, door!
And a gun! Duck!
He's going to kill us!
And I didn't bring my gun!
Watch out!
What are you going to do with that?
I cannot believe that worked! Quick, take a picture of me next to him.
No! You take out one bad guy and suddenly you're a gladiator.
Thank you.
Shut up. I'm calling the police.
No, now come on, Miss Enfield.
I cannot in good conscience allow you to write off the shoes you have on, Mr. Adams.
Why not? I wear them every day to work and I'm wearing out the soles.
Your car tires... yes. Your shoes, no.
That's just stupid.
What's stupid? Oh, never mind.
Ha ha! The police still asking questions?
Yeah, I just got off the phone with them. How do our taxes look?
Astronomical.
Oh, now that's a bit of an exaggeration.
Let me see. Yikes. Not really. Aren't you going to write off my shotgun?
What do you think?
You're a hard one, Miss Enfield.
So, the neighbor, a Huey Soulsberry, as I understand, had it in for Mr. Sandridge? Do they know why?
He isn't saying much, but something about a possible affair with his wife.
This Sandridge was a really great guy. Not.
The affair isn't confirmed yet. They're going to talk to the wife and see. He agreed to take Sandridge to skydive. Apparently, Sandridge thought he was clever and wouldn't get caught.
But he didn't care about this Soulsberry knowing?
Apparently not.
And the antifreeze?
And a soda that Soulsberry bought for him.
Speaking of which, did you write off all the antifreeze I put on the list, Miss Enfield?
What? Let me see. What do you need with antifreeze? I was only teasing when I said that you...
For my car, Monty. You're a maniac.
Not so maniacal.
Yes, you are. I have scars to prove it. Let me show you. There's this one on my elbow where Monty took...
What are you doing here, Dale? Come to take me to lunch?
No. Hiya, Jody.
How's it going, Dale?
Can you tell by the look on my face?
That bad, huh? Let me guess.
This punk of a nephew of mine stole my pipe wrench, and I'm back up to my armpits in plumbing woes.
I did not. Oh, wait. Yeah, sorry I did.
First, he eats me out of house and home and then takes all my tools. Hey, Miss Enfield, how are you?
Hello there, Mr. Adams.
What are you doing here? No. Monty, I told you I didn't want you to-
I asked Aunt Julie and she gave me the name of your-
Please tell me you're billing him double!
Hey!
I don't have to with as many hours as I've had to spend sorting out their tax records. And I only promised them a couple hours to start off.
Hey everyone, I'm here to pay up.
Cha-ching! Just what I like to hear.
Thanks, Simon.
You two did keep receipts on this case, correct?
Yes, I did.
And I filed them away ready for next year.
No, let me see what you-
Vera, it's lunchtime. Take a break and let's go out.
You're a lifesaver. Let's go.
Anywhere you want, and then we'll go out to this little coffee shop that I've heard about.
What about our taxes?
They'll still be here when I get back.
Bye, everyone, and thanks.
Sounds like another successful case for the agency.
Come on, Unc. Lunch is on me.
No can do, tool thief. I have a date with your aunt. Totally against my will, as she likes to go to these frou-frou places with nothing but salads. Can you believe that people actually eat those things?
Get out of here, you.
My pipe wrench by my house later today.
Yeah.
See ya.
Don't tell me you've got a hot date, too.
Nope. I did, but she couldn't get me away from work.
You had a date? With who?
Leanne.
Leanne? No way.
Thanks for introducing us.
Okay, drooling boy. Get some sandwich stuff from the fridge and get ready to roll up your sleeves with these receipts.
Oh, come on, Jody.
Do it. And I like mine with mayo.
You have been listening to StageDruck Audio Theater's production of Gumshoes, Tax Time. In the cast, Monty, Austin Hancock, Jody, Alice Cashman, Dale, Brett Jones, Simon, Trent Poe, Vera, Kat Key, Leanne, Bethany Kanu. Script by Brett Jones. StageDruck Audio Theater is a production of Wichita State University Theater Department.